Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome to Pretty Lies and Alibis. Let's seek the truth and travel the long road to justice together.
You know, alibiers, welcome to another episode of Pretty Lies and Alibis. I'm Gigi. It's late, and that may be how it goes this summer. A very unpredictable schedule of trying to get these out, but I'm here. Had a great time on STS podcast tonight. Go check out their YouTube channel. You can watch the replay if you missed the live one. Music fact of the day, 99 Luftballons by Nina. I used to call it 99 Red Balloons. That song was written by the guitarist of the band Nina after watching a concert with the Rolling Stones back in 1982 in West Berlin. At the end of the concert, Mick Jagger released thousands of balloons into the sky, and it left the guitarist wondering what would happen if those balloons kind of floated into Soviet airspace and were mistaken for UFOs, which in turn just starts off this chain reaction and nukes flying around everywhere. So that's what the song was based off of. Very interesting. Love it. It's very 80s. What I've decided to do is take a few days off from Letitia Stauch and cover Shiny Happy People for a few reasons. I have listeners that do not have access to Amazon. I have listeners outside of the country that don't have access to this. And I have listeners who don't want to actually sit and watch it, but want to know what was in it. I can't tell you how many inboxes, emails of people saying, please do a deep dive on this documentary. So that's what we're going to do probably the rest of the week. But what I wanted to do tonight is kind of give you a backstory on some of the teachings of this sect, this splinter religion. This is not Christianity. This is kind of reminds me of Chad Daybell in that you take some foundational things that are taught and then you move it over here and you build it up. And that's what Bill Gothard did. I think it's interesting back in 2002 when the molestation by Josh became known to Jim Bob and Michelle. Jim Bob was running for the U.S. Senate. His platform called for making rape and incest capital crimes. And get this, around the same time, Michelle Duggar made a robocall out to people in the area that a pedophile had been released on bail. None of that aged well for these two. I wish that these two had been held accountable for enabling and covering up sexual assaults. In my opinion, they belong in prison right beside their son. Jim Bob and Michelle were not super happy with this documentary, as you can imagine, because their squeaky clean image has been ruined by their son. And this really just kind of pushes that snowball down the hill even further, and it gets bigger and bigger. I haven't read one thing that says what a great family in response to watching this. But they say in a statement to the press, they love each of their children tremendously and always desire that each live their God-designed lives to the fullest. Now, on their website, they talked a little more about their feelings. When they say documentary, it's in quotes, by the way. The recent documentary that talks about our family is sad because in it, we see the media and those with ill intentions hurting people we love. Like other families, ours too has experienced the joys and heartbreaks of life just in a very public format. That was your choice. You chose to do these shows. The documentary paints so much and so many in a derogatory and sensationalized way because sadly, that's the direction of entertainment these days. We've always believed that the best chance to repair damaged relationships or to reconcile differences is through love in a private setting. We love every member of our family and will continue to do all we can to have a good relationship with each one. Through both the triumphs and the trials, we have clung to our faith all the more and discovered that through the love and grace of Jesus, we find strength, comfort, and purpose. We'll get into the molestation with the documentary and the how that came to light and how the public knew, because when they started their 55 kids and counting show, it was known to the families the molestation had occurred. They just swept it under the rug. Jim, Bob, and Michelle told police that when Josh was accused of molesting his sisters, a family friend wrote down the accusations in a letter and put that inside a book that stayed inside the Duggar's home. At some point in 2006, the Duggars loaned the book to somebody. Whoopsie, the letter was in there. Bill Gothard, the knucklehead that created this hogwash. Can we just point out the fact that this man was never married and never had kids? And yet he's telling women how to raise their daughters and he's telling wives how they should be submissive. So the Institute for Basic Life Principles was founded in 1961 in the Chicago suburbs. It started with the Basic Life Seminar in 1964. Initially, he was teaching this 25-hour seminar that the Basic Life Principles cult says over 2.5 million have taken. That is a lot of people that are like-minded. And I remember the Duggars talking about this seminar very early on in that first season. I don't think I finished that first season. It just kind of weirded me out a bit. It taught lasting answers to life's challenges based on the Bible, overcoming feelings of being inferior, and financial freedom. ATI, which is the Advanced Training Institute, was founded in 1984. They built this on the Christian homeschool movement and built facilities in seven states. In fact, Josh and Anna met at one of these conferences in 2006. The seminar is almost a prerequisite for the ATI. Their assets on their 2015 tax return for this organization was $80 million. That is a ton of money to throw around in Washington and all over. A lot of money to cover stuff up. The Duggars started with this organization in 1992 when Josh was four. Someone who was raised in this cult said that Gothard was seen as a modern apostle of Paul. So here are some of their beliefs as a whole on marriage and family. They're taught it's dangerous and wrong for women to seek degrees. Their job was to stay home, cook, clean, and have children. It teaches total separation from the world and to keep the world out of your home. They are taught that boys have almost uncontrollable urges, and in order to help them with not being tempted, the girls and women must dress modestly. If you don't dress modestly, essentially, you had it coming. This is definitely a victim-shaming group. Stand behind every decision and trust your husband's leadership. Y'all, this next one. Look at him lovingly when he speaks and don't interrupt. I'd have been kicked out of this cult within 5 minutes. She can't argue with her husband. And if she disagrees with him, she has to follow a formula to make it a godly appeal. All financial decisions are the men. Do not deny him intimacy. His vision must be her vision. She must place unquestioning trust and faith in her husband. Women are discouraged from working outside the home, and they believe that professional counselors outside the practice of the basic life principles are tainted by the world. They typically deal with this stuff within the organization, as they did with Josh, and we see where we are, right? They don't believe in psychology being a base for counseling. It needs to be Bible-based. As far as divorce, there is never a reason to seek one. It even says to divorce because of unfaithfulness is the same as destroying Christ's relationship with the church and the believer's relationship with the law. They do this umbrella of authority for women, and it's gross. It's kind of how your place is determined. So it's God, the husband, the wife, and then the children. If you stray from this umbrella, it gives Satan a stronghold on your life. And Josh even blames Satan's stronghold on his life for the Ashley Madison cheating scandal, right? So he consciously got his phone, downloaded the app or made an account, and actually met up with a woman who's given interviews who said, although everything was consensual, to her, she felt like she was being assaulted. Gothard did not want members to attend public school, colleges, or have medical degrees. Medical problems should be taken care of on a spiritual level. Now, courtship, if you watched this family, courtship is a big thing. If you're attracted to someone pre-courtship, you should not be with them. To defraud another person, to stir up in them a desire that cannot be righteously satisfied, a woman can defraud a man by the way that she dresses, talks, and acts. Do not enter into courtship until you're at a set stage in your life when marriage is a realistic possibility. God reveals to a man who he should be married to. Parents approve when things can proceed into courting. He asked her father for permission to court. Then there is a vetting process where finances, personal history, and doctrine purity is looked at. Ideally, the two families will communicate with each other to establish the best way to encourage and protect the couple with a plan for accountability. Then he is given permission to win the man's daughter's heart. They're not without supervision when they court. The daughter will have a revelation from God that this man is the one. So what does she do? She tells her dad, and he tells the boyfriend. Then they are allowed to become emotionally attached, but nothing physical can happen. They do side hugs and they save their first kiss for marriage. The last kiss is marriage. Can y'all even imagine some of these first kisses when two people that believe this stuff get up there and like don't know how to do it and they probably slobbering everywhere? I bet there's been a few of those. Because some of these people literally have not kissed anybody until they are legally married. Recovering Grace is an online organization that helps people whose lives have been impacted by these teachings and by the Institute of the Basic Life Principles and the Advanced Training Institute. They published one story of a woman being sexually harassed by Gothard himself, and more came pouring in, more accusations. He often preaches on marriages and families, but as we know, no wife, no kids. Many women have come forward and accused Gothard of sexual harassment. One girl was as young as 15 and then into the 20s. It would involve inappropriate touching on their backs and thighs and playing footsie. One woman asked why she didn't run away, and she said she had nowhere to go, no resources. Her parents controlled every aspect of her life, and she was taught God would curse her if she strayed from these teachings. This young woman was sent to the Institute as a 24-year-old woman after being assaulted by a male ATI student who was also an adult. She was victim shamed and told it must have been her fault. No authorities were called, and the young men were warned to avoid her because she is, quote, that kind of girl, end quote. A survivor of the cult and an incest survivor has a Facebook page called Thriving Forward. She was friends, actually, with the Duggar girls. They clearly had very small circles of friends. And she explains why Anna has not left Josh. This person said that Anna is trapped and feels like she has no choice but to stay. This cult tells women that divorcing and living without the authority of a man opens her up to Satan's attack, sexual assault, and murder as a consequence of being away from a man's authority. Single women live with their dad until the power, get this, is transferred to her husband. In the ATI teachings, they say there is a guaranteed divine protection for living under a man's authority. ATI women are taught public school will ruin their kids' lives. Women are taught not to use birth control. They believe God opens and closes the womb, and they're told that if they're using birth control, they don't trust God. It's fear. Every bit of it, every turn is fear. Women are taught they have no choice in the matter of how many times they get pregnant. It's a sin to refuse intimacy to your husband. If you do, it would be your fault if your husband were to have an affair or develop a porn addiction. Josh had two of those. They're told that they can't be around people who have gone astray. She says if Anna were to leave, she would have no help. Now, Anna's brother did offer to take in Anna and her kids. I believe they have seven. But you're leaving behind all of your people and you're a stranger in a real world. It's very daunting for people to escape from this. In his teachings, he says that if a woman is assaulted and doesn't cry out for help, she is equally as guilty as the perpetrator. One example was a young boy who had molested his sisters. He blamed his mother for letting the girls run around naked after a bath and also making him change diapers. Gothard said the girls should have been kept modest. Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I gave AG1 a try because I'm always busy and my diet isn't the best, but I still want to get all the vitamins my body needs without taking a ton of pills. I take AG1 in the morning before my first cup of coffee and it makes me feel ready to take on my day. Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. With one scoop, I'm getting 75 vitamins and minerals that help my mood, energy levels, and healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's delivered to me every month, and it's been the easiest way to arm my body with everything it needs to tackle my day. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/whattheworld. That's athleticgreens.com/whattheworld. Check it out.
So they give one example in their teachings that says, and this is a hypothetical, but they're using religion to justify an assault on a 4-year-old boy by a 15-year-old neighbor. The reason, according to Gothard, this would happen would be to teach the 4-year-old responsibility to cry out to God for help. It goes on to say that in this evil world, the weak may be attacked by the strong. The law of God says the weaker must cry out for help or he will be equally guilty. When the, and it's in quotes, victim doesn't cry out, he will carry around a sense of guilt, which Satan will use for further defeat. It says it's important for the child to confess his failure and ask God to forgive him. Another reason that a 4-year-old may have this happen as part of a divine plan is to motivate him to dedicate his body to God. They quote scripture to say a body must be a living sacrifice to God. And when you do that, your body is no longer your own. This concept is important to avoid bitterness. The child can say the boy didn't molest my body. He molested God's body and God's judgment is on him. Another reason would be to give the 4-year-old a moral vaccination from future temptation. God will severely judge the 15-year-old boy for what he did. Your son can turn what was meant for evil into good. It says the vaccination we get gives us a small amount of the actual disease. Our immune system builds a reaction to this. So if our body is exposed to the disease, it is prepared to fight it off. The same can happen if your son's situation is handled in a spiritual way. Another reason a 4-year-old might be assaulted to transform aroused desires to spiritual power. When molestation occurs, it can awaken desires. That sexual energy can be transformed into spiritual power as we yield the members of our body to the Lord on a daily basis and hide God's word in our heart. Scripture refers to sex drives as coming from our own innermost beings. And John states, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Another reason for the 4-year-old to motivate him to write the law of God on his heart. To transform the event, that's in quotes, which is the assault, into spiritual power, your son must memorize large portions of scripture and meditate on them day and night. So this is the victim. I've yet to hear anything other than heavenly punishment for crimes here on earth. To concentrate on God's hatred of sodomy, it's important for your son to memorize the law and testimonies which speak of this event. He should focus on Sodom and Gomorrah and memorize all passages that directly refer to the sin of sodomy. To confirm the importance of avoiding evil companions, learn to discern evil companions. When a person is assaulted, he develops a new sensitivity to people with wrong motives. This awareness is for future protection and must be developed into the quality of awareness instead of fear. Your son should now have a natural resistance to any person with impure motives. Then to work out justice and mercy.
It's important that justice be carried out in the situation. This means proper punishment for the 15-year-old. In preparation for this, it's vital to make a diligent inquiry with each boy to get the facts. Any hidden aspects of this molestation will give the enemy authority and will be used by him in the future to defeat both boys. Once the full facts are known and repented of, mercy may be extended. To help parents understand the basis of genius, in a study, the Smithsonian Institute, 40 men considered geniuses were studied to find common denominators. Three were found. Number one, the parents protected them from contact with other children. Number two, they were continually around adults who taught them what they knew. Number three, they were taught how to creatively solve problems. Based on this, your son should not have been with the other boy, rather with the adults so he could learn from them. Another reason to see the need for a daily schedule and the best use of time. Free time is dangerous and unwise. The phrase, idle hands are the devil's workshop, is true. The wise parent will schedule productive activities through the day so a child does not have time to get in trouble. To remind the father to pray for the daily hedge of protection. Each day, it's important for the father to pray a hedge of protection around each member of the family. The Duggars say they're not part of the Quiverful movement, but they practice the teachings of God, giving them as many kids as they can produce. Michelle had used birth control early on in their marriage, and after she had Josh, she went back on it and miscarried. And then that was the end of it. Two people that we're going to talk about in this documentary who are featured are Jim and Bobby Holt. Jim Bob and Jim have been best friends since they were 12. But just yesterday, news broke that Bobby and one of her sons has filed an order of protection against Jim. It was filed April 21st, and it's 10 years by default in place. There's no sign that divorce papers have been filed, but in Arkansas, to get a 10-year order of protection, it's issued when the burden of proof has been met that there has been violence or threats of violence in the relationship and there is a fear of future violence. That's a pretty big deal that this just came down. And it's also good for her because you don't hear of many women escaping this cult and this oppressive environment. Josh had actually dated one of their daughters at the time. He confessed to the mom, Bobby, about molesting his sisters. The confession was back in 2003. So Jim Bob and Michelle knew about it, but it wasn't until a year later that he confessed to Bobby Holt. They talked to Jim Bob and Michelle about it and wanted to know about Josh's past, but they said they would not tell them until Josh and their daughter were married. The two couples' friendship started to weaken after this. The points are, they believe the physical suffering is the least important part of a person. There's no mention of the emotional and psychological damage molestation and sexual assault bring, of course. It shames the victim for feeling bitterness and guilt. It victim blames, saying the abuse may have been invited or it was divine wrath. Gothard presents a God who passively or actively allows this kind of abuse as punishment for immodest dress, being out from the protection of your parents, or being with evil friends. Moral vaccinations was a thing Gothard talked about in the 80s. One example is a woman who was dealing with immoral sexual thoughts, and eventually she was brutally sexually assaulted. Gothard said her rape and eventual aversion to sexuality was an inoculation against lust. The victim is taught that what spiritual power they are compensated with after the abuse is kind of their reward for that abuse. The victim is pressured to see the abuse as necessary to become mighty in spirit. So I wanted to kind of do this little prerequisite episode on this. I think it's important. And once tomorrow we start diving into these episodes, it gives a little bit of background of some of the teachings. They may discuss this in, if they do, I'll kind of just leave it out since we know it. I know they go way deeper into the teachings and how it's very cult-like, and it's so disturbing on so many levels. And one thing I think that this whole group does is they make sex so taboo and such a forbidden thing that what do kids do when they're told you can't do this? Well, they get more curious, and couple that with hormones and puberty, and no accountability. And I think Josh Duggar is a sick, sick, sick man. It became very obvious early on, but guess what? His parents did nothing about it. They sent him to some basic life principles place, and I think he had to build a house or something. I think Jim Bob and Michelle both should be in prison. But the reason this molestation of Josh with his sisters was never prosecuted is because the 3 years had passed up as the statute of limitations. Also, before this really went public, Jim Bob took Josh down to see an old police buddy of his. I think he was a state trooper, but guess what? He had been in prison for a few years for having child sex abuse materials, and then he was found doing it again, and he's serving a 60-year sentence. So those are the kind of people that they sent Josh to rehabilitate him or to give him counseling. It's all just birds of a feather. I would venture a guess to say this kind of abuse is rampant in these families. A lot of times what I've learned is the mom just pops babies out every 9 months. And after a certain point, they're kind of handed down to a sibling to care for them. Because how does this woman give 19 kids individual time, which is so crucial to a kid? This cult enables predators. It protects predators and it shames the victims of these assaults. I'm so glad this documentary came out. I think that there's probably a lot more we don't know. And Jim Holt, Jim Bob's old best friend, said that what he told a podcast, and I have the name of that podcast for tomorrow's episode, I'll put it out there. Essentially, what they were told was sort of the tip of the iceberg as far as what happened in that house. Jim Bob and Michelle went on the media and tried to really downplay it and make it not seem like a big deal when it came out. Jim Bob was just trying to save his money that was pouring in. But it didn't work. They went off the show and just sick, y'all. I'm telling you, I don't know how people believe this stupid stuff. But anyways, tomorrow we're going to dive into episode one. But I did want to give you this little breakdown of some of these disgusting rules that are taught. These things are in their homeschool books, y'all. I mean, this is what they're being taught inside the house. Very insular and protected, and oftentimes it ends in really bad things happening. Looking at you, Josh Duggar. He got a couple of months added onto his sentence for having a contraband cell phone. May or may not have done a little celebration dance. Can't stand that guy. He is a predator of the worst degree. I try not to judge people's religion. That's between you and whatever you believe. If you worship a rock, be my guest. As long as your religion doesn't hurt innocent people or justify really bad acts such as criminal acts, then go for it. But violence in the name of religion and bad things being done in the names of religion is as old as religion itself. And this group here, I think, is dangerous. They are a danger to themselves, to their children, and to society. So I wonder how many people have left this cult after all this came out with the Duggars. Anyways, I'm going to end there. Just wanted to throw in some of this with some facts about what the principles are, what the beliefs are before we dive into the episode. It's so scattered in there. It would be very hard for it to make sense. So that's why I did this little dive into some of it. There's much more where that came from. Maybe one day we'll do it. But anyways, all right, we'll see you soon. Hope you have a good one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.